A couple of weeks ago, I spent some time in western Kansas helping measure groundwater levels, mainly in the Ogallala Aquifer. I was part of a crew from the Kansas Geological Survey that measures wells every January to get a general idea of how water levels have changed. I've done this for quite a few years, but I'm retiring this summer, so this'll probably be the last time I make this trip. When there's no snow on the ground, when the roads aren't muddy and the weather is decent, the way it was this year, it's good duty. Over the years, I've seen lots of cool stuff out there. Antelope, jackrabbits, mule deer, even golden eagles. This year, I saw a kangaroo rat beside an irrigation well in northwestern Kansas. A western meadowlark landed on the hood of my vehicle and watched me enter data on the computer at a well in southwestern Kansas. Against my better judgment, I walked into a field full of bison to measure a well northeast of Goodland. This job is a great way to see the western half of Kansas, to get a sense of the differences from north to south, and not just in terms of water. In southwestern Kansas, truck traffic, cattle trucks, grain trucks, oil field service vehicles, is everywhere. There are big feedlots and hog raising operations. In some ways, it's an industrial landscape. Up in northwestern Kansas, driving the dirt roads, you generally meet only pickups. There's more pasture ground, fewer sandhills and sandburrs than down south. We measure the wells, most of them used for irrigation, in early January because they aren't pumping. Water levels have had some time to stabilize since the previous growing season. We try to go back to the same wells every year. Some have been measured for decades, making for a consistent, high-quality data set. In the water world, Kansas is data rich. We have years of solid numbers documenting change. This year, it looked like declines had slowed some, probably because of last summer's rains. But regardless of 1 year's results, the long-term trend is clearly down, though it varies from place to place. Some places now struggle to find water to irrigate at all. While there is still much to learn, we know the issue. We know where the Ogallala is being diminished. We know how fast. We know how much cutting back on pumping would prolong the life of the aquifer. 2 years ago, the governor asked state water agencies to come up with a 50-year vision for water in the state. After lots of meetings, it was clear that one priority was extending the life of the Ogallala. The question now is, do we have the will to do that? We can measure wells till the cows come home, but measurements won't change a thing. Now, I'm just speaking for myself here, but 20 or 30 years from now, I'd guess that the landscape out west will likely look different. A new crew will be measuring wells. What they find will depend, at least in part, on the decisions that we make today. And what we'll do today, if anything, remains to be seen.